USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the border crisis continues, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Tuesday met with the Ecuadorian foreign prime minister to discuss the wave of illegal immigrants from Latin American countries coming into the United States. Blinken saying the United States and Ecuador will work together to control the influx of illegal immigrants.
Another issue that is challenging everyone in the hemisphere, and that's regional migration. Ecuador is experiencing this issue firsthand. Hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans settling here in recent years.
Contract tracing is underway after the Homeland Security Secretary tested positive for COVID. A department spokesman saying Alejandro Mayorkas tested positive prior to traveling. Mayorkas is fully vaccinated, and he's dealing with what's described as mild congestion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body, the MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
President Biden is continuing to meet with both moderate and progressive Democrats to try to get a price tag on the budget reconciliation bill, as moderates have said they want to see the price come down from the originally proposed $3.5 trillion. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul joins Fox News and says the price will still add up over time.
They're not really whittling down what they're going to spend it on. They're just whittling down how long they're going to count the accounting period to be. So if it costs $5 trillion over 5 years and they only count $1 trillion, then that's $1 trillion. But that isn't making the program small. The programs are still enormous.
Striking John Deere workers are getting financial support from a GoFundMe page. Thousands of union members hit the picket lines last week in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. The fundraiser has brought in more than $50,000 within 3 days. The NBA season kicks off Tuesday night with the world champion Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Brooklyn Nets. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A new report says illegal immigrants are being flown to various locations in the United States to various parts of the country in the dead of night.
As police officers are being fired for not having the COVID-19 vaccine, teachers are being fired, and countless Americans are losing their jobs because of President Biden's vaccine mandate. Now the Biden administration is trying to hide the fact that immigrants are being allowed into the country without the vaccine. An estimated 1.5 million unvaccinated people are now in American communities as the Biden administration is dispersing these people in the middle of the night. New York Post journalist Miranda Devine on Fox News says they followed a tip.
100 migrants get off the plane. We're told by the government they were all unaccompanied children, but several of them did look to us to be males in their 20s, late teens, and then they were put onto buses, charter buses. They had a police escort out of the airport, and then they were dispersed around various places in New York, Long Island, also New Jersey.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Justice Department is settling a discrimination claim against Facebook. The DOJ saying the social media giant will pay more than $14 million following accusations that it didn't properly advertise more than 2,500 jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.